had both felt in their odd, unemotional way, moved to the heart. Fortunately, he never guessed. How could he have guessed, with his slow, normal, rather dull mind, that his poor Ellen had since more than once bitterly regretted that fourpence halfpenny, for they were now very near the soundless depths which divide those who dwell on the safe table hand of security, those, that is, who are sure of making a respectable, if not a happy living, and the submerged multitude who, through some lack in themselves or owing to the conditions under which our strange civilization has become organized, struggle rudderless till they die in workhouse, hospital, or prison. Had the Buntings been in a class lower than their own, had they belonged to the great company of human beings technically known to so many of us as the poor, there would have been friendly neighbours ready to help them, and the same would have been the case had they belonged to the class of smug, well-meaning if unimaginative folk whom they had spent so much of their lives in serving. There was only one person in the world who might possibly be brought to help them. That was an aunt of Bunting's first wife. With this woman, the widow of a man who had been well-to-do, lived Daisy, Bunting's only child by his first wife, and during the last long 2 years,